And the truth is that also recognizes that God has in the back of his mind that he is in a covenant relationship with God. And that God gives him the privilege of coming into his presence and addressing him. To tell the Christian here that even if you know and love the Lord Jesus, you have a New Testament perspective, if you like, a pre-Calvary perspective. Hebrews 4:16 says, let us then take the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. So David approaches God confidently. As David approaches to God on a very personal way. So David is not only that he addressed God as my King and my God, but he speaks as my way, my family, my tribe, my voice, and for the Christ. So David is coming to God not in some academic way, not in a sense of telling his people in some religious way. I'm not the first for that, but I'm not sure he's not coming with a letter, maybe. He's coming with me. He's coming with my feelings and my issues and my requests. He's coming very personally. I remember the terms of his prayer. That is the day he comes with his voice. He just comes with his emotion, his sound. He comes with his tone. He cries out. He comes with his desire. He requests. But you come and do this hidden cry. And then I'm speaking to him. He starts by coming with his voice. And you know what I've said this time in all your life? When you find it hard to understand what is true before God, you have to assure yourself that the Spirit is being for us with words that cannot be written in some of the other underneath that he's done. And that he has given us a new person for a new training with his time and new. Again, David says, words are not the essence of the garment of God. To think comes personally. But David also comes expectantly. Did you hear that? He says there in verse 3 of the morning, he lays down my voice. In the morning, I lay my request before you. I meet in expectation. My personal observation, and this is a personal observation, is that meeting is normally an integral part of prayer. Things that we say, like the only thing to me, are answers and simpleness. But throughout the night, you think of Nehemiah, for example, as he prayed before he went to the king. But something that is, I think, a mutual experience is praying and joy living. I think the question, how do we do it? I pray because we have this prayer life has been radically altered by taking this verse seriously. If we didn't expect them, I'd be like, why are you trying to do this? Is it just a routine? Is it just something somebody's curious to do? Don't expect God to answer. Now, if God knows that they're going to answer, you may even change the request because you may say, I can not do it by using. In simple modern living. You know, sometimes when you ask for the right thing, they say, you stay in. But all of these examples would still be a cause for expectation. Have you said, do you expect to hear back from God? And I wonder how you get in your team. You have a certain interesting politics in your environment. I think it's still like a bad guy, but it's a good one and you expect this interest by writing letters to politicians from your own. Probably have time left to when you've got a lot of an office, but you didn't get too many replies. However, one politician, I won't tell you who, And I'm going to say one that I've gone this day and I realize What is the problem to see this life? What are you doing? When Jesus died on the cross, I say, I think I would take a long line and take the right line and say, Jesus gave all things and his own body on the tree. So that from there, we could call it, we saw what Jesus did all things. And then I turn to them and say, let the white man be the Lord, and he says that because of that, when God now looks at us, he sees what us, what he can see. So, that's what the Lord does. It is God who wants us to come to our own. If you want to know more from the Roman 4 and 24 verses, the things of God called righteousness are actually to believe on him who lives Jesus our Lord from the beginning. The righteousness of God is clear to the cross on the surface of what Jesus did on the cross. Now, what are we going to teach God in God's plan? Because the only way to have a person, as we could become his learning, a little by way of heaven, indeed we are encouraged and invited, and if any of you are not wise in the family of the Lord, to teach God as our Father and Son, Christ, intimate terms. If we come to God without some sense of loving and godly fear, we have missed the call to God. So some very godly religion, then claim that God will forgive us and solve our sins and not be dead for us. The same God come into the presence of the Lord and bite us with the righteousness of Jesus clearly, I still come knowing your sin in my heart, and knowing your God is in him. And I must come with love. And if I must come with love, I must come with you. Permission. You need to say, I am God. And the prayer of this sincerity came to lie before God, and at the same time deliberately decide to work in all ways without other ways. And it concludes this prayer of asking, not that God will make his will to his truth, but rather that he will make his God's way through the kingdom. So the people can love in God's way, not a God who brought them in God's way. I have a copy of that in the book. Well, I'm a person that only comes in having a good intention because I just come in. But where am I really loved in God as a part of my action like I am? It's not like I get it my way. But we can have it. Because we used to God. Even though in section 4, verses 9 to 10, I have called that you recognize the enemy. These verses are not just a description of Jesus' enemy, but of all mankind. Paul puts them in verse 9 of Romans 3 in his description of how sin has made us all. Without exception, any righteous in God's eyes, and therefore cannot come from me. Now, this is all, and this is very challenging. I have three often in this body. Sin is revealed in terms of what we say. And when you look at this section, that's your fault. Now, one word from your mouth can be trusted. Because we trust you to see the truth of the word, we call our heart, how we make it, and for it to set the dream. Dreams are like a living dream. On the message is to be trusted. We can sort of recognize that. I mean, normally, a lot of people like it, and they like that. I hope God can quickly communicate. A lot of us in politicians who have been suspended for a year for 4 weeks. And if the country has been playing business and playing instructive messages in church, a lot of politicians have a very opposite of God with the church with us, and it seems just because she said something other things like, these children have been accused of playing around with their child. And each one of the child is like, for the system of the great I was a good friend of the great. Your politicians, children, parents, your church, and citizens, and children, and you could be left to go with. And I could believe I should put in a crazy thing. And the children need to go.
Look good, do the right thing, and
simply because of God and the work of the Spirit. Here comes second by resurrection, Lord, going to be given. You talk about joy, but do we really feel it? We're called upon to rejoice. Again. Is it just another feeling that comes up that we're happy to talk about? I don't think that I want to read this from the God. I want to read this from a modern translation that uses very modern and very powerful language. Many of us can think of it. But it does not contend with the meaning of the word. But probably read it, I have a number of questions that I would like you to have in your mind. One of them is for you, I didn't pick one. But I would be pretty certain that at least one of these questions is for you. How do I expect to get it? How do I see or understand God? Is it a God of the Bible or a God that might be crucified in our culture? How do I approach God? With love? With submission? With confidence? Or something with expectation? How do I see myself? Do I see myself as a shiny product? Or do I look under the bed and see myself as a mirror? So, that's what we're going to do. How does God see me? How does God see me? And then, by the way, how do I celebrate? If you're happy with joy, it's going to come from your heart. As I was telling you a question to me, the very question for you, could it feel like the most consistent God speaking to you this morning? Well, that may be this kind of moment called a moment to be a home, a home of empty, dreams of broken, but interestingly, God, a moment in which Christian life you can really, really celebrate. But let me give you some hope. This is a pretty good case. Heaven is short of being wrongly, nor clean, and proud. Clean is all, how you need your life. Every morning you'll hear me, however, as well. Every morning I lay out the pieces of my life on the altar and make sure that I can defend it. You can visualize your commitment or invite the evil spirit of your heart to us. How about a good spirit collapses in front of you? You shake your head as you're mixed with your God. God has destroyed life today. Let me say to you, I'm sure one day to trust you. And here I am. You're invited to us. What's in trouble? I don't give you a question. Here I am. Cost you from the inner sanctum. Looking for directions to get me safely through out of the line. Every word you speak is a lifeline. The lungs breathe out, pulls you back. The throat dies, deep in breath. The tongue is short of most life. How long is it here? Let the so-called wisdom rush in. Take them out. Your heart is shut. But you welcome us with open arms. When the lungs are coming to you, let the party last for a month. Stand guard over our celebration. You are free to go challenge by welcoming God's creation. By stepping up to life and the light. Because we actually didn't do